Vicky, Shell. Recently, the band Shell joined you on the Morning Music Mix for an interview and performance, and we're going to replay that show right now. But first, what can you tell us about them?
Well, Shell is a band out of Fort Collins consisting of four sisters. They play really beautiful indie folk music, and they've actually been pretty successful so far in their career as a band. They even had the good fortune to link up with Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, who's also a producer who's worked with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Stevie Nicks. So they stopped by the station on their way to New Mexico and shared some songs and some stories.
All right. Shell, S-H-E-L, in studio with Vicky Gregor here on Air Check.
Hold a rose to the flame. Like a coward, you delight in my pain.
I am so excited, really and truly. I have the pleasure of being in the company of four wonderful musicians. It is Sarah, Hannah, Eva, and Liza, known as Shell. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. Bright and early, too, because I know you had a show, and you're rolling into a lot of stuff today. So I just wanted a chance to talk to you a little bit. First of all, the new record, Just Crazy Enough, really, really a stunning effort. And I have to say, we'll talk a little more about the production and some of the people that are attached to it. But noting that you guys do arranging, songwriting, and the producing, I have to ask you, how do you all come together?
Yeah, so we're all sisters, and we were born within 5 years of each other. So growing up, our parents were kind of like, you guys are going to be best friends if you'll let that happen. So that was kind of been our mission. It happened pretty naturally because we were homeschooled and we spent a lot of time together. But we just learned to collaborate together at a pretty young age. And now everybody kind of has their roles, which, you know, we can go in and out of, but everyone kind of has their areas where they lead. And Eva usually does the songwriting for Shell, or she at least starts the idea, and then we all contribute. We collaborate with it and essentially orchestrate around what she started. So we have a lot of fun, and everybody's got different roles. Like, Liza's doing graphic design outside of drumming and beatboxing, and Sarah does the videography, and she makes all our music videos. Outside of playing violin, and Eva's always got her head in the production as well, aside from the songwriting.
Well, it certainly has come to great effect because, again, just we'll let our listeners hear for themselves, but the sound you make is amazing, and really, if this is the idea of what your records are going to be, we're all in for a treat. So let's shut me up, and let's let Shell do what they do. Shell in the studios here at 91.5 KRCC.
All right, this is a little track called You Could Be My Baby. My drift, then listen till the needle lifts. You could be my baby, you could be my baby. Seem just crazy enough. You could be my baby, you could be my baby. Seem just crazy enough to love. You play a double role. They say you're unconventional. Let me set the stage. Sanity is just a cage. You could be my baby. You could be my baby. You seem just crazy. You could be my baby, you could.
Shell here at 91.5 KRCC in the studio doing a couple songs for us this morning. And that is one of my favorites immediately. You know, growing up as you did, artistic parents, and when you were little ones, did you just gravitate to the instruments that meant something to you, or did you try to sort that out with a bit of a plan?
This is Hannah speaking, and I always wanted to be a pianist, so I think from about age five, I was kind of just jumping up and down waiting for that to happen, and I got to take lessons when I was 10, and then there are six kids in the family, so I was kind of like, y'all better find your own instruments, because otherwise I'm never going to get to practice.
And we thought she was so cool. We're like, okay, fine, we'll find
you
something.
I'd like to ask, we have to talk about the whole Dave Stewart thing. Now, this is Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, most famously, but such an amazing producer and musician, and has an eye for talent. Did you just pick up the phone one day and there's Dave Stewart asking to work with you?
Kind of. Yeah, we met. It was like a mutual friend sort of thing. And she had seen us play, and she asked our manager if she had sent it to Dave. And she was like, no, I don't know Dave. And so our mutual friend sent it to him. And then, he emailed Diana. There was a mutual love for circuses and top hats between us. And I think that's what bonded it.
So. A good way to lead. So did you just exchange tracks back and forth? Did you get to actually work shoulder to shoulder?
You know, we never did get to work shoulder to shoulder. We'd always end up in these really bizarre places, like at his club in London, or in Germany doing a TV show with him. And we'd always go out and have dinner and talk and have these crazy, amazing conversations, because he's quite a storyteller. And he's been through more than I ever imagined. So that was kind of our experience. But what we would do is we would record all the tracks in Nashville, and then they would send those, what would be, probably be around 40 tracks or a little more, over to LA for Dave and his engineer Ned, and they would download them, and then they would do programming. And their goal was, they said, we want to augment this sound and kind of bring it to life a little more. So they would do, analog synths and analog drum machines and all the cool hip things that Dave loves to do, and they'd just kind of play around with it, and then they'd send us back 40 or 50 tracks. So that was really, really fun, and it's crazy. So talented and so imaginative, the way that they came up with the parts.
I'm in the studio here today, 91.5, with Shell. And if you could do another song, that would sure be lovely.
You can take a Cadillac, baby, I don't need it. And while you're gone, I'll be walking miles, miles. Gotta get back to the hills where I first tasted sweet water from the well. I can't be all sugar and no spice, there's no thrill. I got plenty of virtue, there's one vice I can't. Only drink thunder from moonshine. Hotter than whiskey, easier to kill. Lord, gotta get my fill. Only drink thunders from moonshine. You're thrown in the river, sink or swim. Well, I was baptized in that tub of gin. Mama raised me, always pray and take your medicine at the end of the day. I can be all sugar and no spice, there's no thrill. I got plenty of virtue, there's one vice I can't kill. I only drink thunder from moonshine here. Harder than whiskey, easier to kill. Lord help me, I gotta get my fill. I only drink thunder from moonshine hill. Only drink thunder from moonshine hill. Hotter than whiskey, easier to kill. Lord help me, I gotta get my fill. I only drink thunder from moonshine.
Oh yeah, Shell in the studio, 91.5 KRCC. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you here. I really appreciate taking some time.
Gosh, thank you. Ricky, thank you.
Thank you so much for the support.
This has been so sweet.
That was Vicki Gregor hosting Fort Collins indie folk outfit Shell on the Morning Music Mix. For more from Shell, you can head to krcc.org. You are listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.
I'm as lost as anyone.